This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. After 9 months away from the court, the Cavaliers return tonight. The team has been sidelined since the coronavirus pandemic forced the league to shut down in March. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it's been a long time since we've seen pro basketball in Cleveland.
It's like the virus came and it wiped out the NBA here, because the Cavs disappeared, and when the NBA came back, the Cavs were one of the teams that basically was told, stay at home, you're not close to the playoffs, goodbye. And that was the end of it. They even had their draft only about a month ago, and where usually it's kind of a big deal, they just sort of snuck it in, and then they said, we got to get this season started right before Christmas, so here we go.
It's like, how do we even remember what this team is?
I had to really do a refresher course. It took me a minute to remember J.B. Bickerstaff as the coach. Given the fact they've had four coaches in the last 2 years, a year ago at this time, who was the coach?
A year ago at this time, John Beilein.
He lasted half the season. Then he quit, realizing he was a bad fit in the NBA. So then J.B. Bickerstaff, his top assistant, was promoted. They played 11 games, and then COVID shut down the season.
And the players that are returning, you have Kevin Love, Larry Nance Jr., Colin Sexton. What do you like about this roster?
A few things. I mean, I do like Colin Sexton a lot. He averaged 20 points a game last year. Kevin Love, who's back but is dealing with a calf injury, and over the last 4 years, he's missed almost a third of the games at a variety of injuries. You mentioned Larry Nance Jr., one of my all-time favorite Cavs. You know, he's from Revere, grew up in Bath. You know, the only guy ever played for the Lakers that was thrilled to get traded to the Cavaliers. And he's a good all-around player, Amanda, so I like him quite a bit. And I also like they drafted a player from Auburn named Isaac Okoro, 6'6", 220. He's a small forward. And they have a guy, Andre Drummond. They made a big trade for this big center right before the COVID hit. I think he played about 8 or 9 games, and that was the end of him from the Pistons. He's a good rebounder and shot blocker, but they don't have a point guard. They took a young guy named Darius Garland, who's really struggled. But the big thing, Amanda, is this team and everything about them right now screams for stability. You can't keep changing things. And that actually has kind of been the pattern for the franchise, except when LeBron is there. So they're probably going to get off to a slow start. I'm just going to be very curious to see how will the fan base, you know, be engaged. We can't count it on tickets sold, but, you know, how will the TV ratings be? Will anybody even notice? Because right now, you know, what's sucking up all the attention? And for once, it's good attention.
It's the 10-4 Browns.
Right. So the Cavs, meanwhile, are like sort of stuck over in the corner starting to play some basketball. But let's face it, come February, March, they have a chance to at least get people's attention if they're playing reasonably well. Can they be entertaining? You know, I hope so. But Amanda, this is probably the Cavs team that I have less of a sense of what they're going to do. By the way, if I just thought they were flat out awful, weren't going to win any games, I would say that. So I don't believe that. But after that, I don't know what to think.
Okay. 72 game season. So there's a lot of basketball to watch.
We hope so. And that'll be interesting to see how they handle the virus and that, because here's the key thing. You know, in football, you have so many players. So if several of your players get the virus, you know, you have 5 or 8 even, you can still play. But in a small thing where you have basically 15 guys and 12 active, if 3 or 4 of your guys get the virus and are shut down for 2 weeks, I don't know what that does to your team. So that'll be something they'll have to figure out also.
Okay. Terry, thank you.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports. And subscribe to The View from Pluto wherever you get your podcasts.